go to an argument that Troy is one of the most architecturally interesting cities in the area, if not all of upstate New York. Guided by the Troy Master Plan for Public Art, developed by the Arts Center of the Capital Region in 2017, city, community, and cultural leaders are developing public art projects to beautify the city. Several of those projects are now in various stages of development and completion. They should further enhance Troy's reputation as a visually splendid and walkable city. Mayor Patrick Matten recently announced a $25,000 grant from Bloomberg's Asphalt Art Initiative for the Uniting Line. It's a public mural project designed to transform and reactivate the cold, barren, and neglected area under the Kiowa City Bridge, also known as the Hoosick Bridge. The United Line, funded by Bloomberg Philanthropies, will be a collaboration with the Art Center of the Capital Region, Kiowa Works Art Gallery, and TAP, Inc. Public hearings soliciting community input are planned as soon as next week. The hope is the project can be completed in a swift and timely manner. In announcing the grant, Mayor Madden defined the project's title saying, "Public art serves as a catalyst for connecting neighborhoods and creating more active spaces." Elizabeth Reese, CEO of the Art Center of the Capital Region, pointed out, when the bridge was built, it cut off some areas from the public at large. Her hope echoes that of the mayor's. The goal is that the project not only beautifies the area, but acts as a connecting bridge to those who travel and live in the area. In a sense, it's a bridge under a bridge. Another beautification project is Franklin Alley, a planned transformation of the walkway between River Street and Broadway. According to Reese, the infrastructure of the project should be complete this month, and artist Joe Urato will begin the creative process of converting an eyesore passageway into a vibrant community space. Still another collaborative project between the Art Center of the Capital Region and Hart Cooett Museum is to rescue art that was created at the Black Lives Matter March in June. These works might fall more under the category of former public art. It's an attempt to save what Reese calls pure street art. Thankfully, local art institutions recognize that art created in a time of social stress is an important artistic representation of the time in which we live. They're attempting to preserve the social and political artifacts of today so the future will more clearly have a visual representation of today's turbulent times. The week before the Black Lives Matter march took place in downtown Troy, most businesses, in an effort to safeguard their properties, boarded up their storefront windows. Troy looked to many as a city under siege or a town preparing for a hurricane. Artists, some by requests, others by artistic impulse, created art on the plywood. The parade route and the city were transformed into an outdoor political museum. It not only made Troy more attractive, it seemed to help keep the peace as the art expressed the intent of the protest. The Friday before the June 7th march, the Art Center and Hart Cooett Museum agreed the art should be rescued rather than discarded or destroyed. The plywood panels, with the permission and support of downtown businesses, are now safely stored at the spacious Art Center. The Hart Cooett Museum is active in finding a purpose for the art. At present, there are many possible uses for the art. Hart Cooett Museum hopes to add a few pieces to its permanent collection. There has been talk with several organizations about a major exhibit. Some have talked about using them as fundraisers. New York State Museum has also expressed interest in having a couple of pieces of the artwork. Reese makes it clear that the Art Center is not in control of the art, the artists, or the outcome of the art. It is providing space and helping to foster relationships and collaborations for the best use of the art. Nothing they say will be done without the approval of the individual artists. For more information, contact Belinda at the Art Center. From Troy to Troy is yet another beautification project. The Art Center is seeking several mural artists to beautify the walls of buildings and other downtown spaces. The hope is the art will present an opportunity to draw the residents of Troy together through discussion of the murals. For this reason, it is preferred that the artists be connected to Troy either through residence or livelihood. The artists will be given $1,000, but most provide their own paints and materials. For more details and artist requirements, go to the Art Center website. The deadline to submit is August 21st, with a selection made on September 4th. The creation of the murals is scheduled for fall of 2020. Specific locations are yet to be determined. All this activity is a sign that through public art, the city of Troy is being extremely active in making the residents of the city understand and appreciate they are not only living in an historical city, they are living in historical times. This is Bob Gefford from the Troy Record.